When I was a little boy, I played with all of my toys, and I had my bow and arrow. I'd take it to the woods. Mama smiled and waved at me, proud I was doing good. Then I grew up into this world, and I watched the people change. I saw the cities kill their souls. I started feeling strange. So I grabbed my bow and arrow, take it back to my woods. If your kid's in front of a TV set with no smile, just a stare, shut it down, you'll have no regrets. Take them outside for some air and give them a simple bow and arrow. Watch him aim for the sky. He'll find the spirit of the wild.
Welcome back on this beautiful Saturday morning. Your host, Ray I. Here we are in the bunker. Another great Saturday morning. I've got a great friend, Joella Beggs. She's down. Well, actually, she's in Missouri. She's traveling. She's a world champion archer and great friend, Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. And she's at an event. We're gonna talk to her right now and go down. Hey, Joella, are you there?
I am here, Ray. I'm at the convention center in Branson, Missouri, at the Missouri National Archery in the School State Championship.
Awesome. You're everywhere. Every time I look at Facebook, you're someplace else, girl.
Well, you know, I'm like you, except I haven't been to Hawaii in the last month.
You have no idea how much heat I've been taking about Hawaii here lately.
And this is the Missouri National Archery in the School State Championship Tournament. There are so many kids in town for this tournament. And I've got Carolyn Hansky with Missouri Conservation Heritage Foundation that wants to tell us a little bit about what people can expect this weekend here in Branson.
Awesome. Great.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Hey, tell us all about this great event.
Good. Yeah. So we are down here in Branson, and we have about 3,000 student archers. They are from fourth grade all the way up to, you know, senior high, 12th grade. And these kiddos, they're shooting here on Friday and Saturday, and they are, I mean, just amazing. Kids are shooting today. They are just champions already. They've been traveling across the state for tournaments, and this is now the state championship. And we are just so excited to be here with them. And, you know, they've brought about, we're estimating 12 to 15,000 of their closest friends and family. So the Branson Convention Center is hopping. We've got a great crowd, and we are just having a lot of fun. The Missouri Conservation Heritage Foundation is just so excited to be able to be one of the hosts of this event. We have worked really hard. We have such a small staff, but we are, you know, feeling a little bit accomplished right now. So we were able to pull off such a task as this. This is one of the largest events in Branson and of its kind now, actually. We have estimated, and they did a study, that this is about a $4.1 million impact to the city of Branson.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Do the kids have to qualify to get here? What age group are our kids you're talking about here that's shooting?
They are. So kids start in fourth grade in this archery program. And that's what's really neat about archery is, you know, it's something that they can start young, or they can start, you know, in high school.
Okay.
Now, this is fourth grade, so we have elementary, middle school, and high schoolers competing. We're going to do best overall. There's the, you know, boys and girls, and the top, we also have 3D today that we're, you know, they're shooting at 3D targets, which is kind of a neat element to this. But yeah, we're just having lots of fun, and we, you know, the kids all seem excited. We're seeing some good shoots today, and we're just looking forward to the award ceremony tonight.
That's
right,
all.
Right.
Wow, this is so cool.
I gotta tell you something.
This is exciting.
Bass Pro is here in a huge way. This convention center is rocking. There are kids playing all kinds of outdoor games. Compliments of Bass Pro.
Cool.
And I'm running a hoverball system, actually 3 hoverball systems, and these kids are knocking the balls out of the air.
This is so cool.
It is a wild and crazy time.
How do the kids get these kids get involved? How do they find out about this event and get invited to it, or how does this all happen?
Well, the big thing is if they're in a school that participates in the National Archery in the Schools program, then they have to shoot a certain qualifying score, and that depends on determined by the Missouri NASP organization. So if they shoot that qualifying score or they finish in the top percentage of their region, then they're invited to the state championship. And Ray, you know I'm the assistant coach at Bethel University.
Yeah.
And we're giving away 64 scholarships this weekend.
Oh, that is so
we're giving away 32 to the indoor shoot and 32 to the 3D shoot. And we're giving the top six high school boys and girls overall, and then the top five seniors and top five juniors, boys and girls, will receive scholarships. And these are not just piddly little scholarships. They're getting $7,500 a year for 4 years. That's $30,000 of college scholarship money to come to Bethel University and get to shoot on the archery team with me.
This is
I want to go back to college.
Yeah, this is great stuff, Joella. I should have known you'd be right in the thick of this, right in the middle of it. There's no question about that. This is good stuff.
You know that I am all about putting a bow in a kid's hand and teaching them how to shoot it, and then teaching them how to shoot it better so they will want to do more of it and they can grow their skill set. They can participate in archery with their whole family. And what we're seeing are many of these kids are drawing parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and siblings and friends into the sport of archery that have never participated or that used to participate and got out of it. So, you know, it's a result of events like this that are really drawing youth and families together through the sport of archery. Oh,
I am so proud of you. This is so cool. This is awesome. You got us all excited. You got us all excited here. You're always into something, though. You're always busy. You travel about as much as maybe more than I do. I look up and you're here, and then I look up and then you're there. You're just all over the place. People need to realize that you're quite the bow shooter. How many world championships have you won now?
Hey, you can just barely count them on two hands. I've won nine. Nine world championships.
That's awesome.
In a career that spans for over 25 years.
Yeah.
I've been shooting a bow 29 years, and I've been competing for 26 years.
And you don't just shoot paper targets.
That's pretty amazing.
You don't just shoot paper targets. You've taken some amazing animals.
Yes. You know, I know how to punch a broadhead through the heart and lungs of lots of different kind of animals. I'm up to 80 different species now with my bow.
That is great stuff. Well, what a great event, and I'm just so glad I got you guys on the show this morning so you could tell about the scholarships and about these kids. Anytime we can spread the word about the kids and what's involved in the outdoors and teaching them shooting bows, whatever it is, it's just an awesome, awesome thing. So,
can I throw in one more thing?
Oh, absolutely.
Ray, you know that I do Joe Camp's archery boot camp.
Yeah.
And I'm available to do mobile archery boot camps right in the community. So if somebody is interested in me coming to their community and bringing my targets and archery equipment and doing an archery boot camp and teaching kids from beginner through advanced archers archery skills that'll help them go to that next level, all they got to do is contact me, and they can contact you and you can tell them how to get me.
Yeah, I could do that.
Or go to Joella at joecamp.com or Joella Bates at gmail.com and send me a message, and I'll be glad to get them information on bringing me to my boot camp to a community near you.
Yeah. And they could Google your name and Google boot camp. Just contact me and we'll get them in touch. Well, thank
you. Absolutely.
Thank you again.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Oh, this is
thank
awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Wow, what a great event. Thank you so much, Joella, for getting with us, taking the time this morning, and getting with us on the show.
Thanks for joining us for Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye on the Outdoors.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Defend her still today, but there ain't no doubt.